time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over Detroit on Sunday afternoon.
First of all, I just want to say humbly, to God be the glory. You fight and you compete, and we have a lot of guys have their faith, it's a big part of the National Football League. It's a big part of what we do, and we have an opportunity like that just to be grateful for the graciousness of God and the grace that He gives us is a valuable, wonderful thing, and our guys feel that way. Also, I want to mention Muhammad Ibrahim and the injury, so we'll be praying for him tonight and hope he's well. Proud of the guys. Mark Andrews, I don't know how many touchdowns they have. Bunch. Two? Seemed like more. That should have been. Like the way you're thinking. I like the way we're thinking. So what questions do you have?
John, you've heard everything people are talking about, the Lions and their double-digit wins, things like that, double-digit victories and points. Do you feel the way you guys came out today, was this a statement game in any way for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you guys can define all that stuff the way you want, and it's cool. You know, we're going to just define it in terms of what we think we're capable of playing like. And I promise you all the different things in that game that we feel like we can do better. But the things that we did well, you know, we stand on and we build on. The things we can do better, we got to take with us out to Arizona and find a way to keep getting better. So that kind of creates a vision for what we can be. But let's go be even better.
Do you remember the last time you guys played that complete of a game in your mind?
I haven't been thinking about that right now. I haven't.
Normally, when you win the toss, they'll often defer. And today you chose to have the ball. Is that a matter of trying to set the tone? What went into that decision?
That was a win thing. We felt like we wanted to set ourselves up so we could possibly, with the wind blowing the way it was, that we would have the choice to take the win in the fourth quarter if we wanted to. That's why we did that.
John, speaking of performances, you've been around a lot of Lamar Jackson games. How would you describe that? How do you rate that performance today?
Well, you know, every time we have a win, my dad texts me and he says, "That was your best win ever." You know, so I'd say that was his best game ever, but he played a great game. I there's been so many great games, but Lamar got the Lions spike along with all the guys making plays. It was wall to wall. It was wall to wall from the beginning to the end.
Coach, what's been most impressive about Lamar's growth as a quarterback?
You know, so many things. I just think everybody's got their own unique path, and everybody wants to make comparisons. I mean, Lamar is his own unique person, style, challenges that he faces, all those different kind of things. I just think he's very determined, very persistent. I don't think he's even that happy with the game. When I see him in the locker room right now, it's not like he's all giddy in there, is he, Mark?
No.
Sure wasn't. He's thinking about the plays that he could have had. There he comes in here, see? Right? He's thinking about the plays he wants to get better at. So that's how all our guys are thinking right now. That's how they should be thinking, But Lamar, I just said it. I said my dad always says, the last we win, he said that was the best game ever. So he asked me where it ranked. So it's the last one, so it's the best one, right? All right.
John, what went into the decision to go for a 4th and 4 on the original on your initial drive?
4th and 4 to go for 4th and 4. 4th and 1, the one that we did the thing. Yeah, we thought our plan was to go for 4th and 1 or less in those situations. We weren't going to go for 4th and 2. Our plan strategically early in the game was to be 4th and 1 or less once we got down in there close enough.
John, you didn't lose a day of preparation, but you had a long flight back Monday. You've been on the road 3 straight weeks. You come back. Kind of how pleased were you with how your guys handled that? And could you tell in practice this week that they were really dialed in and any potential concerns about a London hangover weren't legit?
100%. They were locked in from day one. Every single guy was completely locked into practice. We had 3 excellent practices. I'll tell you, one thing about these guys, there's no turning to the right nor to the left. They are like this. That's how their focus is right now, every single day. You love it as a coach. That's how they feel. That's how they go to work. I wasn't even thinking about it. Everybody kept asking me about not taking the bye or whatever. There you go.
John, you guys have had the pass rush production really every week. Do you feel like that's been an area where you guys have been particularly resourceful and you haven't necessarily done it the same way every week?
No, I think we've done it the same way every week. Those guys are bringing it with a real viciousness about the way they're rushing the passer. I mean, they're bringing it, and their technique is getting better. The timing on the stunts and the blitzes are better. The individual moves are better. I think Chuck Smith's done a great job. Anthony Weaver's done a great job of coaching those guys. But we got some legit pass rushers. I mean, just give the guys credit. Give the guys who are rushing the quarterback credit. Start talking about them, because I think they deserve it.
2 weeks ago, it was the drops in Pittsburgh. Last week, it was all talk about the red zone and all that stuff. To make these quick corrections in a week-to-week league, what's that say about your team?
I'm really not into any big overarching themes. You know, I just think you got guys that they said it afterwards. You know, you go back to work and these guys are capable. Our guys, we have playmakers. We have tough guys. We have physical players. We have smart players. We have guys that, like we said, are focused, that work really hard, and we have playmakers. So nobody's surprised. You know, we just want to keep stacking it. Just keep improving and keep stacking it.
Bringing guys in the secondary, what are you looking for? Because you keep finding the right guys to kind of fill in.
Yeah, you know, it takes a lot of. You got to be steeled to play back there, don't you, Mike? I mean, you got to have a certain mindset, you know. And we want tough guys. We want guys that'll do their job, you know. We want guys that'll have their eyes where they're supposed to be, where they're supposed to be there. Tackle, play hard, but guys that get the ball off receivers. Those are all things that you look for.
John, Zay Flowers wide open, Patrick Carr wide open for like 25 yards. Yeah. Gus Edwards has the entire field in front of him. Are those Todd Monken schemes, or what worked? What made those plays work so well?
Yeah, I mean, the schemes were great. You know, I felt like they did a great job, and Todd deserves credit. Matter of fact, Todd got a game ball with the offensive coaches in there, so that was great. And he had a few choice words for the guys, which was fun, as you can imagine. But it was execution, too. I mean, those plays are great plays, but they were executed well. It starts with the quarterback. I mean, Lamar, in and out of the huddle, executing the way he did. How about the pass protection? I mean, the offensive line deserves a ton of credit right there. That was a really good pass rush team, a power rushing team. Wants to knock you back into the quarterback and cage rush the quarterback, and Lamar had plenty of time back there.
John, along those lines, every week we see, you know, a new wrinkle, a new tweak to this offense. Obviously, just the idea of building something together with Todd, with the kind of main factors of this offense. What is that kind of, you know, optimism provides you for going forward, just knowing that you have the kind of flexibility?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing for you guys to think about and write about. You'll come up with some great stat, you know, analysis, right, that'll be really interesting. And I'll read it. You know, it'd be cool. But really, all we just got to be thinking about is Arizona. So all we got to be thinking about is the Cardinals.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.